Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Are you with someone right now that you want to break up with, but you just haven't pulled it all together and found the right time or the right moment?
Yes.
Apparently, we spend 2 months in a relationship with someone that we're going to dump before we finally pull the trigger. Hmm. So why do we stay with someone for 2 extra months?
To decide if it's really what we want.
Because she's crazy and you don't know if she's going to show up at your job, show up at your family's house, follow you around.
Okay. Stalk you.
Yeah, so yeah. It's scary sometimes. You just have to, you know, wait it out just a little bit to figure out your plans.
Heidi's like weighing it out, though, whether to keep him or not.
Well, yeah.
Like, she's like, oh, I don't know if I want to break up with him or not.
I'm not doing that. Don't put words in my mouth.
That's exactly what you said
a while ago.
No, I was in general what a woman might be thinking.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
But not me. I'm happy.
It sounded like her.
She says, I'm happy.
All right. Well, they asked the people, what is it that you thinking? What are you thinking whenever you're dragging this out and letting it go on for 2 additional months? Mm.
You're thinking things are going to change.
Well, they actually asked these people so we can find out what
they're
thinking.
Oh, they're going to ask those people.
For guys, though, you know they drag it out. They're hoping that she'll break up with them.
Yeah.
Well, there's a lot of reasons. They said that one reason is to avoid the hassle of dividing up their stuff. Now, I don't know if they're just putting it off or if they're maybe secretly grabbing stuff right then and, you know, sneaking it out and arranging for it.
Well, I mean, when you're living together, you buy things that's yours. It's both of yours.
Right.
You just got to decide who's going to take it.
Well, even if you're just like hanging out, you don't live together. I mean, you still wind up, there's stuff over there, over at her apartment, over your apartment.
I remember when I first started dating my wife, we went on a trip and we went to this big cathedral and they had this tourist guide or this book on the cathedral.
Yeah.
And so I really wanted one of those. So she went and bought one and I went and bought one for me. And she's like, why are you doing that? I'm like, I don't know if we'll be together in 5 years. I want this book.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I got in trouble for that.
Well, it makes sense, though.
It made sense to me.
Yeah, you didn't know.
What'd you do with the other book?
I don't know, to be honest with you.
Well, hang on to both of them. You never know.
That's true. That's why I'm keeping it, just in case.
Yeah. That might be the only thing you walk away with.
Okay, another reason couples stay together longer
She's been picking on you today.
They've got some kind of a birthday or holiday that they want to get through first.
Well, sure.
So you're like, you know, her birthday's coming up. I can't break up with her right before her birthday. That'd just be wrong.
Yeah. My birthday's coming up. I don't know. I want to see what he gets me. Breaking up now would be wrong.
I guess we get to the truth of it there.
Yeah.
All right. They need more time to plan the breakup. They want to do the perfect breakup, so they got to get on Pinterest first, you know.
I'll practice.
You know how people do that mob, what's it called?
Flash mob?
Where they're asking someone to marry them, and they got all their friends singing along.
Yeah.
What if you did that for a breakup?
Yeah.
You got all your family and friends to do a video.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah. I'm gonna try that next time.
All right. They're afraid of being alone. They put it off because they want to try to find someone else to move into that spot because they don't want to be alone.
Yeah.
That's kind of sad.
You need to give yourself some space, though, I think.
Yeah.
If you're coming off a relationship.
But that's good advice.
Okay. This is kind of like the birthday, a holiday approaching, so they want to wait till that's over. They also want to figure out the exact right thing to say, which is kind of like planning the breakup.
You write it out on a piece of paper or on your cell phone.
And then the main reason they said...
You read it to them.
They want to put off hurting the other person's feelings.
Yeah.
Because that's a bad feeling. When you break up with someone, a lot of times... You feel rotten, especially if they haven't done anything, you know, they didn't do something like cheat on you, but you just got bored of them. I broke up with a girl in middle school, and I used to go after school every day and walk her home to her house. She didn't have a bicycle.
Oh.
And I did. So I would walk my bicycle beside her several miles, it seemed like, to home from school.
2 blocks.
And all my friends were back at school having fun. And so I finally decided I would rather be with my friends having fun, and I broke up with her.
Oh.
And the first thing she said is, what did I do wrong? I felt horrible. Yeah. I was like, you don't have a bicycle. I was like, if you had a bike, we might could make this work out.
Yeah.
But I felt horrible when she said that. And I can see how people, they avoid that if they know the other person's not expecting it. And you're just not feeling it as much as them.
Yeah.
And so you kick them to the curb and ruin their life. You're going to feel bad about that.
It's a horrible feeling, though, to know you're about to do that, too. So you're like, you've got that pressure until you tell the person or have that conversation.
People do that sort of thing all the time. People put off bad stuff.
I had a girlfriend that she had someone close to her pass away. And I was about to break up with her right before that happened. So, I postponed the breakup.
Now, see, I would think that she's going to be sad anyway. Just go ahead and throw it on there. Let her be a little more sad for a few more days.
He broke up with me right when my mom died.
Actually, that's not bad logic. Because she's so overwhelmed by the loss that this would seem minor compared to that.
She'd
out with the, go ahead, break up with me.
I don't think, if they really loved you, this is a pretty big deal, too. That's piling it on.
And you probably should wait and see if there's an inheritance.
Well,
because, I mean, if
we
she's
that serious, it was like,
I don't care
in high school.
How much she's getting.
Yeah. Yeah. I stayed with her, though, for about 4 years.
Oh, wow.
After that.
Wow. Must have been a close family member.
That's so bad.
She inherited a lot of money, must have been.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.